Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. Driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere, stands out everywhere. From just $25,990 drive away with auto. And FPOS gift cards, the Aussie way to gift. Order online now for Christmas at fpos.gift.
Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch. Thanks to Hyundai. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere, stands out everywhere. From just $25,990 drive away with auto. And the card network, FPOS gift cards, the Aussie way to gift. Order online now for Christmas at fpos.gift. Welcome to listeners, 1170 SEN in the Harbour City, 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast, listening live on the SEN app. Download the SEN app from the App Store and the Google Play Store. Our podcast listeners on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Well, this isn't Joel Kane, obviously. It's Brooksy, the producer. You might be asking, where is Joel? Well, he's not here today, but we've still got two people here in the studio. You know them well. Firstly, Bears head Brian Fletcher. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Well done, Brooksy. Very well done. All that practicing makes perfect. Yes. So who would have thought that they would put myself alongside my co-host today, one Brett Finch. Finchy, welcome.
Right. Thanks for having me. and you know what? Who would have thought that when they need to go somewhere, they ring old Mr. Reliable. Who would have thought? You know, Brian, we've worked the 11 Fox on reliability probably wasn't my strongest suit, but the changed man I am now in the times of need when we need to turn someone who can come in at the last minute, who's reliable, who's dependable. It's the Finch man.
Oh, mate. It was so we don't know where, listeners,
what happened to Joel?
Well, we don't know where Sugar is. We know that he called up earlier and said he can't make it.
Yep.
So I have a sneaky suspicion he might be out in the town doing some training, maybe training the house up, maybe training the house down. Mm. So for our listeners out there, if you spot Joel, 0457 736 736, text in where he is, what's he wearing, who is he with.
I must admit, when you called me, Brooksy, you know, I usually get call into the week because, you know, I come in the Fridays to when you have you're usually at Mr. Wong's about 10 deep.
Yep.
So I get a call late in the week talking about the show, but early in the week, the call, I was like, what's going on here? And I missed the call. I called him back. And the actual shock and surprise when he's explaining the whole situation, I'm like, where's this going? He said, can you come in? I went, yeah, of course I can. He went, oh, that is awesome.
You beauty.
We seemed very happy one the first that I answered, but then that was available.
And that was the thing. Like, I was like, you know, my sights were set on you, Finchy. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I've got to get Finchy, got to get him. And then once the realization kicked in that it was Brett Finch and Brian Fletcher, I was like, oh, no, what have we done?
Well, you go to the usual replacement, which is me, but I'm usually replacing Brian.
Yeah, yes. There's no anchor.
Nah.
There's no one facing first ball. Can I ask you this, though? What I like to do is do, and Brett might not be aware of this, but I like to do things that happened on this day.
Mm.
And it's a bit of a quiz. Sometimes I give it to Joel. So there was a song that was actually a movie. We'll go to the movie first, Gibbo. Please. Oh, by the way, welcome, Gibbo.
Yes.
G'day, boys. Mate, I am so pumped up for this. When I heard that it was going to be Fletch and Finchy, I thought, Christmas has come early because it's going to be hilarious.
And you know the best thing about Gibb, I usually sit where you are. I never knew what Gibb looked like. He's like Mr. Wilson in Home Improvement. I'd have to look through the two TVs there and I'd only see half the head.
It's like the Ned now, Kelly helmet.
You know, now there's usually all these hand signals going on. I can't see now. Straight down the line across the table to Gibb. It's perfect.
Well, you are sitting in the captain's chair.
You know what? When we go through Hadley and Jones and
Zamanic.
Lords, all the greats of radio, they would hang their head in shame today.
Yeah. Ugly
Phil. The legacy that they provided could be thrown out the window.
As Sparty says, in what world would Finch and Fletcher be together? Okay, so Finch Man, movie was released in 1994.
Yep.
This is, listen to the audio and tell me what you think it is.
What's your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell me, Drill Sergeant.
God damn it! You're a goddamn genius. That's the most outstanding answer I've ever heard. You must have a goddamn IQ of 160. You are goddamn gifted, Private. Why did you put that weapon together so quickly?
Drill Sergeant.
Jesus H. Christ. This is a new company record. If it wouldn't be a waste of such a damn fine enlisted man, I'd recommend you for OCS. You are going to be a general someday. Now, disassemble your weapon and continue.
What do you reckon?
Forrest.
Absolutely. Now, a song was released in 1982.
Mm.
Ooh. Guess this song.
Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to.
You know what this song is?
I was born in 81, so...
1982, this is Safety Dance.
Oh, yeah.
Safety Dance song. This was Ivan Doroshuk. He was the lead singer. The song came about because he was dancing, got kicked out by security. He was doing the pogo dance back in 1982. Pogo dance is when you're just jumping up and down the same spot.
Rusky?
A bit like... No, they're Canadian.
Oh.
They're Canadian. And we don't have any audio for this one, but in 1989... an invention was made that would change the world forever.
Mobile phone?
No, the orgasmatron. Oh, you know the. It's like a comb with a claw on it. Yeah. You ever had them?
No.
So it's like a comb.
Oh, over the.
And over the top of the lemon spread, and you just put it up and down. Oh,
how big jaw?
Orgasmatron. Well, it's a bit like the. What would you say? You can ride it at Luna Park. I used to love the orgasmatron. Anyway, Brooksy.
Yeah, well,
I want to ask you, who's on the show today?
On the show today. So, in the second hour, we've got a couple of guests.
Are they still on the show knowing that
TBC,
this is the show?
TBC. Well, there's a bit of time to go until the guests come on, but at 4 o'clock, we're going to have Daniel Sam. So, he's New South Wales Blues bowler playing his first game for the Blues tomorrow in the Marsh Cup against Victoria, the one day.
He was a part of the 2020.
He was his first game back.
Five out of the party.
He's not from Tasmania, is he?
No.
No.
He's not sending any weird photos of things? No? Okay. Cool.
No. Anyway.
Of his double scoop.
Four scoop, Amir. I used to love the four scoop. Remember playing the four scoop? Did they actually do anything, the scoops?
I'm not too sure.
What were some inventions?
It looked good.
Like the orgasmatron. Didn't really do anything.
Do you know Matt King invented it?
Matt King... Melbourne Storm, South Sydney.
Yes, South Sydney. Now Roosters assistant coach. He tried to patent it was a cricket bat with the middle was like a tennis racket. He tried to call it a cracket. Like, racket, but it's a cricket bat.
Yeah.
Normal cricket bat. But the cricket handle, but then it's a tennis racket in the shape of a cricket bat.
With a cat's guts in it.
What?
The strings.
Strings, yeah. No, so, let's just fair to say it didn't really take off.
No. Anyway, go, Brooksy.
All right, so second hour two, we're going to do Themeless Tuesday. The theme today for today's team, the police force.
Yes.
And there's people who've
coppers in the NRL.
Actual policemen.
Actual policemen.
Not people who have fallen foul of the law.
No, that might be.
We haven't got a show big enough for that, being a rugby league players. So what I would suggest is if you know any police officers that played... They've got to play first grade.
Yes.
I know a lot of policemen have played rugby league, but they've got to play first grade. 0457 736 736. Along the lines of this, Mal Meninga, Wayne Bennett. Sean Garlick, Rocket Rod Silver, fullback. So we were doing this last couple of weeks, Finchie. Last week we did a Wharfies team, cracking team.
Yeah, that'd be tough, you would think.
And the week before we did a real estate team.
Yes. How'd they go?
Well, they went all right. We had Timmy Moulton on.
Yeah. I think he's one of the... more successful.
Oh, yeah, he's flying. Yeah. He's a buyer's agent now.
Wow.
So he is flying. Who else, Brooks, man?
All right, so off the back of that, we've got Constable Paul Sirenin at 4:30. He's a crunch time panellist, former Tiger, so we'll have a talk to him.
Now there's a bit of debate that his time in the force, that even if he made an arrest. Is that questionable?
Well, we're going to ask him about it. I've heard a rumour. He was in the force for 5 years, didn't make one arrest. Didn't even write a parking ticket. But you could see that in Ciro, wouldn't you? Yeah. Like you'd be breaking a house or robbing a bank.
Such a big man. I've never seen him be angry. He's such a nice,
I've seen him get angry at the West Tigers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you see there's big, like, debates and everything, and the cops are out the front, and there's one cop generally just talking to the crowd? Like getting along well with everyone? I imagine being Ciro.
He'd be a terrific negotiator. You need those sort of...
I remember a couple of stories. Craig Young, Albert, who's my dad played with at the Dragons, he was a cop. He told some great stories. A little bit different to Ciro, who was the other way. He used to hammer blokes, so he was great.
Well, there was I think they were called Division 21. Mm. Where they were a police force, a bit like the riot squad.
Yes,
now.
He would go in with the guns with the rubber bullets and things like that.
Oh, yeah,
and take
them
out.
If there was a town, and just say there was a gang that was in a certain town and the local coppers couldn't handle it, they'd ring up Albert and his gang and they would come down and just telephone books them. Did you ever get telephone booked?
No.
No. Is that a real thing? Because I heard the other one
would be. They don't leave any marks. Is that the reason why?
Yeah. And then the other one was the, remember the big aluminium garbage bins, 80-litre garbage bins? Put it over your melon and whack it, and it just rattles your ears and shit.
I'm watching Narcos Mexico at the moment. That's a tool they used.
Is it about the cocaína or the marijuana, this one?
Cocaína. So, yeah, it's a bit of Chapo. Chapo's in jail at the moment.
Right.
But yeah, anyway, final hour, we're going to have Andrew Webster, Sydney Morning Herald chief sports writer, and he's got a new book coming out, If These Walls Could Talk, about the Sydney Cricket Ground.
Oh, yeah.
Some interesting chapters in there. What's your favourite memory of the Sydney Cricket Ground?
Playing out there was always fun because it was so bizarre.
Yeah.
And I say this, and the boys ridiculed me once. You sort of lose your bearings. And the boys said, no, that's not true. But so many players kick the ball out in the full on the cricket ground.
Because it's the rectangle field on the...
Can't put a square peg in a round hole. I never kicked it out in the full, though.
No, you didn't. I kicked it dead a few times, but I did that on the rectangular stadium as well multiple times. My favourite was my old man growing up. He coached reserve grade at the Knights, and they made the semi-finals a lot. Made the grand final a few years in a row, 92, 93, being ball boy. And back then, Fletch, obviously, because it was all out of the Sydney Footy Stadium, it's not like Homebush had at ANZ now where there's, you know, four dressing rooms. You know, you got your two main sheds, but your reserve grade, there's sheds for them.
Yep.
There was only the home and away there. So for a reserve grade team, they'd have to get changed over in the
cricket ground number
cricket
two.
Ground sheds. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But
so in the members area. Ones.
Yeah, which is quite the thrill.
So, and for a young kid there, when they're getting ready, you're out in the field kicking the ball, running up through the stands of the famous old stands and bar areas around there. It was fantastic.
Finchie, for someone who's had the life you've had, enjoying quite the beers, you've got a remarkable memory.
Memory, yeah.
But it's only on footy.
Yeah, that's about it. What was your name again?
You guys are seriously looking into a mirror.
What's
it gets the hecko memories of like obscure footballers.
I just loved it.
Yeah. Do you have all the cards? The albums and stuff?
But you know what? It wasn't a big deal for me because I seen them grow up. Like, you know, like they were heroes to a lot of people, say the Knights players, but half of them woke up drunk in my backyard as a kid, you know, like the Johnses, and that had a lot to do with Chief and all those guys. I'd be going to training, so, you know, I was in and around it a lot. The footy cards, I probably did for a period of time, but, you know, I had an opportunity to know those guys as sort of more friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it just came to me then. Your memory is outstanding.
So Webby's been working on this for about 7 years.
Yes.
And there's a lot of big events in the book. He does chapters. He went and spoke to people who are iconic with the stadium. So we'll talk about it with him later in the show. We've got Shawnee Omorod from Sportsbet with a market update.
Can we get a market update going about sugar possibly as well?
Yeah. Where he's going to be.
Maybe we get Shawnee to put up a little market for sugar.
We'll see. Shawnee listens. So
we've had a few texts come through. So Bulldog Pearl has said, Sugar and I are held up at Surry Hills Copy Shop. He said, can you put up some dosh for the bail? So don't know whether that's true. Pat Jarvis and Craig Young, both policemen.
Pat Jarvis. I tell you what, there's a lot of, which is no surprise because, you know, us in the back line, where we can talk the talk, but we usually can't. We weren't very tough. A lot of forwards as policemen, weren't they? The tough front rowers. And
don't you think because they had the height restrictions in the old days, you had to be 6 foot? I'll ask Ciro about
that. To become a copper.
Pretty sure. Obviously now, they're not.
Yeah.
I've noticed that there's a few shorter versions of...
Yeah.
But that, in the old days, there was a certain...
Prerequisites.
Yeah, you had to be a certain height.
Yep. Yeah, there's one here, there's no name. But Ciro said there was too much paperwork if you arrested someone.
That's familiar. That was on, I think you said that on Crunch Time when he was on. We've also got another Training the House Down candidate. So, Finchie, are you aware of what we're doing with the Training the House Down team?
Okay. So, you know, when you see, and you see it every January, every February, when an article would come out and saying this player, the fittest he's ever been. But it's always a player who hasn't really aimed up basically ever.
Yeah.
And so he's turned over a new leaf.
It's like usually the strongest bloke in the gym, like he benches some astronomical number, but usually after he makes one tackle in the game, he can't breathe.
Right, yes.
So say, get him off the field.
Yes.
You know, or fatigue, as Fitzy used to say, Craig Fitzgibbon, fatigue makes cowards of us all. You know, they're great in the gym, but it looks like Tarzan plays like Jane.
Do you reckon Fitz would be using that on this player?
Yeah, it's a bit close to home.
And on the other side of this coin, we have a Training the House Up, which mean players who have been involved in a bit of a scandal in the off-season, i.e. Brandon Smith.
Yes.
He's part of that team. Cameron Munster's part of that team.
Yes.
Reece Walsh.
Reece Walsh is part of that team.
Teddy Tedesco.
Tedesco part of that team. So we're going to see how each team over the 2022, how their journey fares.
Well, certainly hasn't worried the cheese, has it, considering he's getting multi-million dollar deals and extended periods of time. So
yeah, well, it looks like he's going to either the Chooks or the Dolphins.
See, this is crazy. I don't understand how, which is good luck to the cheese, and I want him to stay at the Storm because I'm a Storm fan.
Since when, with
all the success they've had, he's looking to sign at the Dolphins who have how many people on their list? What's their list? They've got one. Is there one player signed at the Dolphins?
No.
That just must be the crazy money.
They have $10 million to spend.
That's what I'm saying. Like and obviously, there's got Wayne Bennett there, but the roster the Storm have, the success they've got, and obviously, they're still throwing decent coin at him. That's how strong the Dolphins must be. I'm sure I don't even know if they have one person on their list yet.
Yeah, but Finchie, there's a bit like you. I mean, you could have gone to Triple M, you could have gone to Today FM, but you came to a radio station that had nothing. All we had was Jared Waitley. He's the Wayne Bennett. And look what's happened. You're being part of something.
Yes. It's part of something special.
Yeah, it's special.
So anyway, have your say throughout the show. Call us on the Ryko Filters call line, 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. We're on Twitter at Joel Fletch SEN. This is the Workwear Group Tradies Hour. King G pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. So after the break, we'll take your calls, 1300 01 1170.